Now, the next thing I have to explain the development of resources. You know, resource development means how human technology and knowledge evolve a neutral stuff into a resource. Here you have to know what is neutral stuff. Neutral stuff means a particular object that is available in environment, but we don't know how to use it. That is called neutral stuff. For an example, in primitive society, that time we don't know the use of coal. But after the technological innovations, day by day gradually we know how to use the coal. That means whenever neutral stuff modify into a resource, it's called the development of resource. You know, in our nature, there is lots of natural element that considered as resource, like ozone layer, that means ozone gas, like ponds, like mountain, plateau, plain, where the all minerals and precious metals are exist. These all are called as resource. You know, resource development is important part because resources are vital for human survival as well as for maintaining the quality of life. Basically, human beings use them indiscriminately and this has led to many problems. That means due to unscientific usage of these resources, nowadays we are facing some problems like depletion of resource for satisfying the greed of few individuals, accumulations of resource in few hands, which in turn divide the society into two segments, and that is rich and poor, or have and have nots. Third thing, indiscriminate exploitations of resource had led to global ecological crises such as global warming, ozone layer depletions, sea level rising, environmental pollutions, land degradation and soil erosion, etc. You know, keep in mind, if the present trend of resource depletion by a few individuals and countries, the future of our planet will be in danger. Therefore, resource planning is essential for sustainable existence of all life form. So basically, now we have to study about the resource planning. So resource planning is important. Why? To save resource for future generations and for the sake of nature. You know, planning is widely accepted strongly for judicious use of resources. So why do we need resource planning? You know, that is why we need to know the importance of resource. So if we want to find the answer about why we need the resource planning, we must know why resource is important. So it first point, it has importance in India, which has enormous diversity in our availability of resource. For example, there are some regions which can be considered self-sufficient in terms of accessibility, availability of resource, and there are some regions which have acute shortage of some resources. For an example, Jharkhand, Chhattisgarh rich in coal, Rajasthan rich in solar energy, Sundarban rich in tidal energy, etc. So we have to save for future generation to avoid wastage of resources and maintain ecological balance. To reduce regional and personal disparity is also important for resource planning. Nextly, to control global ecological crisis and to maintain ecological balance and reduce global warming and depletions of ozone layer is important terms to know why we need to plan or systematic usage of resource. So now I have to say how resources planning is done in India. So there is lots of point on that. So resource planning is a complex process which involves point number one, identification and inventory of resources across the region of the country. This involves surveying, mapping, qualitative and quantitative estimation and measurement of resources. Secondly, evolving a planning structure endowed with appropriate technology, skill, and institutional setup for implementing resource development plans. you know, these are some facts why resource planning is important and how resource planning in India is happening. In this regard, two important terms I have to say. First one is sustainable development. You know, sustainable development means development of our society. Basically, sustainable economic development means development should take place without damaging the environment, and development in present without hampering or without compromising the needs of future generation. That is the basic terms of sustainable development. So sustainable development is a development that fulfills the needs of present generations without hamper the needs of or compromise the need of future generation. It's called sustainable development. In this regard, Agenda 21 is important. Before that, you have to know a particular summit. That particular summit is named as Rio de Janeiro Art Summit. In the year 1992, in the month of June, basically more than 100 heads of state, that means countries, met in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil for the first International Art Summit. Some important facts I have to say regarding this summit or Agenda 21. Like, the summit was convened for addressing urgent problem of environmental protection and socioeconomic development at global level. Secondly, the Rio Convention endorsed the Global Forest Principles and adopt Agenda 21, Achieving Sustainable Development in 21st Century. You know, what is Agenda 21? Agenda 21 is a declaration in which some important sorts of solutions are there regarding environment. So it is a declaration signed by world leaders in 1992 at the United Nations Conference on Environment and Development in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. The aim of this agenda at achieving global sustainable development. It is also involves the eradication of poverty, combat environmental damage, diseases, and global disparity. That are the main focus of Agenda 21. So Agenda 21 name is Agenda 21 because there is some agendas have been taken during this particular summit on focus of 21st century, that is called sustainable development, and the particular summit is called Agenda 21 and at Rio de Janeiro Art Summit. That means Agenda 21 is important for sustainable development, both environment and for our society. Next thing I have to say, land resources. You know, land resources means the resources exist in or outside of the land. Basically, there are two kinds of land resources. One is land cover and one is land use. Land cover means all the natural element, that is called land cover. And land use means a particular land is utilized by human, that is man-made, is called land use. That is the basic difference between land cover and land use. Land cover means natural, land use means man-made. So first I have to say about the land cover. You know, if you see India's total area is 100%, there is 43% belong to plains, 30% belongs to mountain, and 27% belongs to plateau. These all are fixed. That means in India, land covers are basically three units, mountain, plateau, and plain, where maximum percentage of share belongs to plain, 43%. Second position belongs to mountain, that is 30%, and plateau belongs to 27% only. So this is land covered in India on grounds of plateau, mountain, and plains. Next thing I have to say, the land use in India or land utilization in India. basically land utilization in India covered by five different elements. First one is forest. Second one is different land use patterns like barren land, wetland, wasteland, etc. Third one is like pasturing, grazing lands, cultural wasteland, etc. Fourth one, fallow land. Fifth one, natural area. So one by one, I have to discuss this all land utilizations. Now you have to see forest. Forests are in India or in this country is far lower than the desired 33% of geographical area. You know, according to Indian Forest Policy or National Forest Policy of 1952, a country minimum requirement of natural forest cover is 33%. But in India, forest cover is not fulfilled 33%. You know, in India, according to 2014 and 15 data, 23.3% belong to national forest cover. Now, second portions. Second portions belong to land not available for cultivation. That means a particular land that is not utilized for cultivation. These are two types basically. One is barren land, one is wasteland. Wasteland means a land that is not used or a particular, for an example, dumping ground is called wasteland. And barren land means after cultivation or before cultivation, there is no such any natural vegetations or not any cultivations. Like top of the mountain is look like bald, top of the plateau is look like only rocky areas. There is no natural vegetations. These are barren land. So barren means totally bald land. Wasteland means a land that is not in use. Next portions under second category is land not or land put to non-agricultural usage, like, you know, your building, house, our school, road, factories. These all are non-agricultural usage. So the barren land or culturable or unculturable wasteland belongs to 5.5%. And area under non-agricultural usage, that is road, structure, building, etc., that is 8.7%. You can find this one in the pie diagram. Next thing is other uncultivated land, excluding fallow land. You know, under this first one is permanent pasture and grazing land. This land belongs to different land that is utilized for grazing of animals. Secondly, miscellaneous tree crops. That means man-made different tree, man-made crops, etc. These are called miscellaneous crops. That means one particular land utilized by a lots of different type of trees or crops. And C for culturable wasteland. Culturable wasteland means a land left uncultivated for more than 5 agricultural years. That means a land left uncultivated more than 5 agricultural years is called culturable wasteland. In India, culturable wasteland proportion is only 4%, whereas miscellaneous tree crop portion is 1%, and permanent pasture and grazing belongs to 3.3%. Fourth number is fallow land. Fallow land, first one is current fallow. Before that, you have to know what is fallow land. Fallow land means after agricultural productions, a land which is not in use is called fallow land. So, first one is current fallow land. Current fallow land means when land left uncultivated or without cultivation for 1 or less than 1 year is called culturable or current fallow land. Current fallow land means 1 or less than 1 agricultural year. Next one is other than fallow land. In this other than fallow land, whenever land left uncultivated for the past 1 to 5 years is called other than fallow land. So in India, fallow land and other than fallow land belongs to 3.4% and current fallow land belongs to 4.9%. Now the most important portion is net shown area and gross cropped area. You know, gross cropped area means a total, for an example, a total area of land utilized as different kinds of agriculture, barren land, fallow land. That means gross cropped area means a land includes agriculture land, bad land, barren land, wasteland and fallow land. And net shown area means actual agricultural land or actual arable land is called net shown area. In India, total net shown area proportion is 45.5%. So basically, total geographical area of India is 3.28 million square kilometer. The land use data, however, is available only for 93% of total geographical area. Where? I already explained, and you can find this in the pie diagram, where there is comparison between 1960 to 61 and 2014 to 15, the current data, that is general land use category, where 23.3% is forest, 45.5% is net shown area and others. So this is total land utilization and land resources in India. The next thing I have to say for today, this is the today's last topic, that is important land degradations and conservation methods. You know, in India, land degradation is most important because the quality of land day by day gradually decreasing. That is called land degradation. That means land degradation means when the quality of land is declining is called land degradations. So land degradation due to chemical fertilizer usage, factory chemicals, different poisonous gases, overgrazing, deforestation, etc. These are the main reasons. Basically, India is facing land degradation problem nowadays. So for today, this are the topics of discussions. Your request to follow the audio and the PDF material for learning purpose, and I am going to share a link of this chapter video. Thank you.